بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We're discussing chapter 17, Baraka and blessings in one's business, and by extension blessing in one's life, Iman, Taqwa, A'mal. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, a man is deprived of sustenance because of a sin which he commits. A man is deprived of sustenance because of a sin which he commits. On this, ulama ikram mention that a person can be doing everything right in his life. Zahiran, apparently, outwardly, his business dealings are correct according to Sharia. His zakat is correct, is done, discharged. So outwardly everything looks in compliance to Sharia, but sometimes there's one sin in his life which he doesn't regard as a sin. But in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he's perpetrating his sin. So although he's doing everything right, but not avoiding his sins, because of that there's a blockage in his sustenance, there's no barakat. Has a roaring business, but can't understand where the money is going. Oh, children are getting sick, wife diagnosed with something, or something else happens in his life, and he can't understand how come things aren't opening up. It's because of the sin. The example they give is that a person is traveling by car. This happened one time also. Shahabrul Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi was traveling. And this qafla, this group of ulama ikram were traveling from Medina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama. So en route, someone complained to the driver, it's so hot, you haven't put the aircon on as yet. See, the aircon is on. So in the highest also. So how come the car isn't getting cool? So Mawlana Abrarul Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi mentioned to them, did this check one of the windows could be open? So when they checked, the window in the back was open. So upon that he commented and he said that the aircon is on and is doing its work. But because the window is open, it's neutralizing everything and you don't feel the coolness of the aircon. Aircon was on but the window was open. So he says the good air was coming through the aircon and the bad wind was coming through the window. So to say, the hot wind. Therefore you couldn't feel the complete effect of it. The same way he says a person can be doing everything right. Performing his salah, wazifa, so barakat is there also, reading his Quran Sharif. In the business also, possibly he's playing Yasin Sharif every morning. But then two things aren't coming right because a window of sin is open somewhere in his life. A window of sin is open somewhere in his life, and different examples ulama give. That sometimes within the workplace he's employed females. He may be sitting in the office the entire day, but he's already set up the scenario for the staff to get involved in zina. So the bad day is coming in. The staff are getting involved. Sometimes he's getting involved. Doesn't realize this to be a major sin. Sometimes sitting alone with the secretary also. And he doesn't regard anything. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned that when two people get together, one a male, one a female, the third one will be shaitan. So he feels there's nothing wrong with it right now. Meetings with the rep, sometimes she's a female also, sitting alone. So all these things in Sharia, we have been warned, these are major sins. But he downplays it, is that nothing major? Everybody's under control. But this is the window that is open. So he is doing everything right according to Sharia, but there are windows of sins that are open, and because of this, you will find that he's being deprived of sustenance. To continue with the ayat that we began discussion of yesterday, ayat of Surah Al-An'am, ayat number 44, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they forgot the advice they were given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they forgot the advice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we open for them doors of everything. Until they became proud of what they were given, we seized them suddenly and they were left in despair. They were left with despair and in confusion. And this we find, we hear of empires that were that were alive at one time. This certain family had a roaring business and they were flourishing, so to say prosperous, and just took one son in the family to get onto drugs, womanizing or gambling, and now there's no sign of that family anymore. It looked that they were prosperous, but they forgot the advice that was given to them through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, became proud of what they were given. Allah ta'ala says, we seized them suddenly. Now there's no sign. They just want one of those car guzaris and stories of the time that we used to warn our family members that be careful. And we saw it before. And in regards to tafsir of this ayat over here, we mentioned also that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for a nation or a family to survive and grow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates in them two qualities. Number one, moderation in everything they do. Number two, modesty and chastity. Another ayat of Surah Al-A'raf, ayat number 96, where Allah Ta'ala discusses the same mazameen and subject matter, that a person wants barakat in his life, he has to abstain from sin. Not only himself, the wife, the children also. And there are different sins across the border, which nowadays the ummah don't regard to be sins, whether it be the TV within the home, the amount of immodesty, the music, the eating out, and flagrantly breaking the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and people regard the certain family to be prosperous, but by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah is going to use him as a sample for others. In this ayat over here, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. So in this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, that a person is deprived of sustenance because of a sin. Opposite of sin will be taqwa, good a'mal. This ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحَنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And if the people of the towns believed and adopted taqwa, Allah is mentioning clearly that, and if the people of the towns believed, آمَنُوا, they had iman in every command of Allah, and they complied to the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, وَاتَّقَوْا, and they adopted taqwa, Allah consciousness, we would have opened for them blessings, barakatim مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is saying, if they had iman and taqwa, we would have opened for them blessings, barakat, from the heavens and the earth, but they disbelieved. And we find the ummah right now, we say we believe, but the amal that we do, the actions that we do, is opposite to what we believe. So we believe by tongue, but in action we disbelieve. In action we disbelieve, but we say we believe. What your amal show disbelief right now. But they disbelieved. So we seized them. We seized them for what they used to earn for themselves because of what a'mal they used to do. The tafsir of the ayat commentary, the Arabic word baraka, or we say barkat, used in this verse and translated as blessing, signifies increase or growth. You would have given them increase and growth in their sustenance, in their health, in their wealth, in their time, in their iman, in their taqwa. The expression blessing of the heaven and the earth refers to all means of prosperity. Allah would have given them all means of prosperity, like proper and timely rain from heavens. That will come on time also. There will be no drought and famine. And healthy produce of the earth, that to Allah Ta'ala would have given. And above all, carefree enjoyment. Carefree enjoyment from their possessions, with no anxiety to spoil the pleasure of things. This is barakat. Allah would have given them peace of mind, whether it be children, grandchildren, there be no anxiety whatsoever. And that is, everything would have been blessed with barakah. The barakah manifests itself in two different ways. This is a system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To gauge for myself whether I have barakah in my life, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining for you to gauge whether you are upon iman and taqwa, and whether these two things are in my life. Sometimes the thing itself increases in quantity, as is reported happening with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a large number of Sahaba radiallahu anhum drank from a single bowl of milk, and was satiated, or the whole army was fed to the satisfaction from a small quantity of food. This happened in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he was extremely hungry. And somebody gifted a bowl, just one bowl of milk, to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The riwayat is ajeeb and amazing. He said, I saw that bowl. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called me, Abu Huraira, come. And he said, I was extremely hungry, pangs of hunger. And he said, somebody has sent some milk. He said, I was ecstatic, just me and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm going to enjoy myself today and drink to my heart's content. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Abu Huraira, call Ashabu Sufa. Call all of Sahaba that were in Masjid al-Nabwi. At the back there was a place called Sufa, where the Sahaba ikram that didn't have homes or were suffering poverty, they came to study. They were very poor, the Muhajirin, etc. Call all of them. He says, my heart sunk. I thought this is the two of us, and all of them will come, I will hardly get a share. Just one bowl. And they all came, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam looked at him. And he says, I think I'm going to get first. Yo, Abu Huraira, serve them the milk. He says, my heart sank even lower. So to say, bazaban hal. And each one of them drank to their heart's content. And then, after they all had finished, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam smiled at him, Abu Huraira, now you drink. And he said, I drank. Continue, say, I drank again and continue till he was absolutely satiated. From one bowl of milk, so much of barakah that they all drank, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank. Other example of battle of Khandaq, battle of the trench. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had two stones tied to his belly. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu saw the hunger of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba. He ran home, told his wife, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. There's hunger right now among Sahaba ikram. They had one goat. So she told him, slaughter the goat, I'll prepare the meal. So she prepared the meal. And then she told her husband, go and whisper in the ears of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and tell him and just a few Sahaba ikram to come and partake of the meal. So he went. And he says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, softly in his ears, that she's prepared some food at home. O Nabi of Allah, come and eat and bring few Sahaba ikram. The battle of the trench, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam calls out to all Sahaba, O my Sahaba, as the Jabir has given da'wat, all march on to the house of Jabir. We're going to have a meal today. He runs back home, tells his wife, the Nabi of Allah has invited everyone, Wayhak, may Allah have mercy upon you. What have you done? I told you, you and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And before he left, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, they tell your wife, don't open the pot until I come. Don't open the pot until I come. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with 1,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, more or less. And they came in groups. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he only opened the pot and he served them and he served them and he served them until all of them ate from one pot of food. This is barakat. Allah said, I'll open the barakat of the skies and the earth for you. Iman and taqwa. For prosperity, no anxiety. Just to complete this tafsir, but the quantity, the small quantity, sometimes the quantity of thing does not increase, but its usefulness is increased manifold. It is usually observed that a certain thing in our household lasts as long or benefits as many people as would have done three or four things of the same kind. That is to say, certain things yield lasting benefit to people, while certain other things do not or hardly serve people, either due to being damaged by accident or not being accessible in times of need. This is barakat. One common example we will find that we have an old fridge or freezer in the house. Moved into a new apartment also, but the wife says, this freezer, don't give it away, I still want it. And the husband will say, I'll buy you a new one. No, I like my old one. And how many generations eating from there? Two or three. This my granny gave me. This fridge and freezer, don't replace it, I just want it. And he's doing the amal of barakat. There's a barakat in it. So through iman and taqwa, her namaz, her taqwa, whatever little she has in her life, she's enjoying the barakat of it. This is barakat of the skies and the earth. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah.